We're back on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Been a while since we've had this many people in studio in a day. It's insane. But we have the Manhattan Housing Authority joining us in the next segment. We've got three guests in studio this morning. Aaron Estabrook, Executive Director, joins us this morning.
Good morning, Brandon.
How are you doing today?
Doing great. Good to see you.
And you've brought in a couple of guests with you this morning. You want to introduce them?
Yeah. Romeo is making an encore performance. He was on, three or four months ago with us talking about his role with the Bridge to Housing Stability and being a peer mentor. And then Scott Vos is here and is the executive director for Be Able. So we're really glad to have Scott with us today.
And I might just real quick, Scott, if you want to talk about Be Able just a little bit, what some of our listeners may be familiar, but can you kind of tell us a little bit more about what you do?
Yeah, certainly. Glad to be here. Thank you, Aaron, and everybody for inviting me. Dave, good to see you again. So Be Able Community Center, we are a nonprofit that was established about a year and a half ago. So we are still the new kids on the block of the Manhattan area, fighting for our niche in the community. And we have a location down on 5th and Yuma, so in the downtown Foot District of the Manhattan community. And I like to say that we represent and welcome the community of people that are often not seen or often misunderstood in our community. So we're gaining a lot of experience and just everyday relationship building with new people coming in our doors.
Okay, well, good deal. Thank you for telling me where you were, because I think I knew you had a physical location, but I wasn't sure where.
Well, when we opened up September of 2020, we were on 4th and Houston area, and so we relocated after our first year.
Okay. Well, the topic we're going to be discussing today is homelessness, and that looks a lot different to a number of different people here, so I don't know who wants to start.
Well, I'll just kind of start the conversation a little bit, and you know, if there's listeners that have questions, we definitely want to try to address those today as well. But really, the topic of homelessness is somewhat of a new area for the Manhattan Housing Authority to be dipping our toe into those waters. I know the Manhattan Emergency Shelter with Emily has been really leading that in our community for quite some time, and they're doing great work. And now Scott with Be Able is right there down the road from them, and they're doing great work in filling that gap. But MHA is working with Romeo and Natalie and Karen through our Bridge to Housing Stability program to try to find where those obstacles are to housing and address those as part of their outreach efforts. We would like to talk today a little bit about what it means and what it looks like and what it maybe feels like to be homeless in Manhattan, because it's not necessarily what you would see in the movies. And we would have, I just looked before I came in, there's between Manhattan and Gary County or Junction City, between the two school districts right here, we have about 400 or so kids that are identified as couch surfing or homeless in our area. And that might be startling to some people that there's 400 children in our schools that are identified as homeless under McKinney-Vento. But it also impacts the entire population. We have pretty uncertain times right now, and the volatility of the housing market and just all the economy. One bad decision or one mistake or something that doesn't even, maybe not even your choice, can lead you to a position where you are without housing. And Scott and I were just talking a little bit about how that is the fundamental bridge to your hierarchy of needs, shelter and food. And once you work through that, you can get to higher levels. But in an instant, you can get down to where you don't have that housing, and that changes the dynamic for your life, for your family. Scott, you want to share a little bit?
Yeah, sure. So every day, and I just left Be Able. We open up every day at 8 o'clock. And when I left there, we had right near 10 individuals who are homeless. And they are, I would say, regulars down at BeAble. And we've just tried to offer a place for people to go as a very easy entry, no judgments, no expectations. And our goal is just to build relationships with these individuals, regardless of their background or how they look or how they treat us initially. And from there, we're just wanting to build that relationship and learn a little bit about their story and then help them orientate themselves, build themselves back up so they can access those resources. And let me also mention that Manhattan has fantastic social service resources. We really do. And they are primarily located in the downtown area, which makes us handy. We are in the backyard of the emergency shelter as well. So they're considered one of our best partners. So often patrons of the emergency shelter will wake up and they have to demonstrate progress while they are there. So they come over to our center during the day, and we have computer access, we have Wi-Fi, we have lots of information on the resources, like the Manhattan Housing Authority, and their bridges to BHS. They have two of their case managers who are officing out of BeAble every day. So our goal, we have a lot of goals, it seems, but one of them is to get more and more of the organizations down in BeAble to have a visible presence so they too can also show visibility, educate the often homeless or anyone suffering or going through adversity. So the more we can get those organizations in front of the people in a captive audience, we're willing to bet that access and attainment can be achieved.
And let's bring Romeo in on the discussion here. Romeo, I know you've worked firsthand with folks dealing with homelessness. In our past discussion, you've talked about that a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah, so actually being able to go to BeAble a lot more now, it's opening my eyes to the problem that's out here. Like just right before this, I was discussing with Aaron and Scott that growing up in L.A., you know, just going to reiterate on where I came from, a lot of people's misconception of homelessness. You know, Aaron said that that one mistake, that one hiccup, whatever it is, could determine how the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years are going to treat you. You know, I made one mistake when I was in my, you know, when I was 17, 18 years old, which caused me to be homeless. I'm not a bad guy. I'm not an evil person. But it caused me to lose everything. You know, it caused me to lose my house, lose my car, lose my family. And people looked at me like, you know, I was an evil person or I was a dirty, unclean. You know, you get a different walks of life that just are so judgmental. You know, you get the rich, the, you know, pocket filled people that, oh, you're less than me. Or you get the religious ones, oh, you're a bad person, so that's why you're like this. When in fact, you know, I was a religious person. I had these things. I had TVs, I had cars, I had everything. But again, that one choice that I made took it all away from me. You know, and I don't put that past anybody. You know, you could be the director of a housing place, you can be an owner of a business, and one mistake, you know, will take all that from you. You know, I see it all the time with it was just this last weekend I was sharing with Aaron this last weekend, it really touched my heart because I was in Aggieville right here, and I was with my wife, and there was this gentleman I always see around town. He's homeless. I always see him around town. I've seen him in BeAble a couple times. And this kid out of nowhere just walks up to him and starts talking to him. I roll down my window out of curiosity just to see what they're talking about. And this kid is just asking him, why are you here? What happened? And turns out it was that one mistake. He was driving a truck, fell asleep, lost his license because of it, lost his home, lost his family. And now he's homeless, you know. So it's a perfect example of, you know, that one mistake, you know, and it really affected me, that one talk, because that's what it was for me. Somebody once just said, hey, let me help you. It could have been $5. It could have been, for me, it was a job. One person took a chance and gave me a job and it completely turned my life around. This kid went, it could have been his last $5, $10, $20, whatever it was that he gave him, but it could have been his last. But to that one guy, it's the world. And I'm going to tell you right now, that's all it takes. As you see somebody, they're not all dirty, unclean, or evil, or anything like that. It's not like that. It's just they're down on their luck. All it takes is one person saying one nice thing. When I was homeless myself, there was an elder gentleman, and I'm not, you know, I had my jacket, my sweater to keep warm, but he didn't. He had a tank top on, and it was really cold that day. You know, from one homeless person to another, I took off my jacket and I gave it to him. You know, we'll share the warmth, you know. And for some people, that's all it takes is you see somebody, give them a jacket. I mean, go to Goodwill. They're $2. You know, get a jacket or give them a hamburger, you know, give them $2. Not everybody's out to take your money and do wrong with it. Some people just need a helping hand. Some people just need a kind word. You know, that's what it was for me. You know, is talk to me. You know, I had nobody to talk to, so talk to me. You know, hear my story. You'll find out that there's more than meets the eye to me, or, you know, there's this guy might have more knowledge than, you know, you've had your whole life. You know, so if Aaron or anybody else would have met me before, you would have known, hey, this kid knows how to do this, 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 and this. You know, if you just ask me, hey, well, cool, he needs a water heater put in. Come on down. You can make a couple bucks. You know, again, you underestimate what these guys or what these kids, anybody can actually do if you just talk to them. So.
Oh, very good. Very good words there. We have a caller here. Robert's on the line here. Robert's one of our regular guests here. Go ahead, Robert.
Thank you so much for widening my horizons about this subject. I've been here in town 15 years and around all the homeless guys and trying to talk to them and trying to help the ones that aren't just completely crazy. I'm sorry about being, you know, opinionated about that, but that's the way I was operating. And I could see one of the young men who was a criminal and wasn't crazy went over my encouragement to the housing. He was homeless to fill out the paperwork. Well, being a do-gooder, he wrote down even the things about the sealed juvenile problems that he had at growing up. And they didn't show up when they ran the background on him. But because he admitted to those few little things that happened when he was a juvenile, they denied him housing here in town. Well, that's what he told me. I tried to encourage him. They go through people at the housing so fast that every time they change the people in the office, I tried to get him to go back and apply again, and he wouldn't do it. You know, once burned, twice shy. But when you first opened up, I'm sorry, with my prejudices, I thought you were being played. But now with you explaining and widening my horizons, thank you so much for educating, would be the right term, me in my prejudices. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Robert. I appreciate hearing that. That's really good to hear this. And if you do happen to come across that friend of yours, one of the neighbors, encourage him to apply for the housing authority and get on our wait list. And there in the past, I think you're probably correct that if there was some criminal activity, we had a zero tolerance policy. But when I came on in March, we changed that to a fair review policy so that we can look at the holistic human being and see what decisions they've made recently to get back on track, because it really is a firm belief that our mistakes don't define us. It's how we get back up after we've been knocked down. And if we're going to continue down that path, there's absolutely a place for everybody in this world to be successful.
Well said. We need to take a break here, so we'll squeeze in a... You want to take a break, Dave? All right. Take a time out here. More In Focus in a moment on News Radio KMAN.